Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Well, on a day like today, folks, the last thing we can do is throw up our hands and say, it's getting too weird. Because I got to tell you, no matter how weird it continues to get, we're going to continue to carry on. I'll tell you that much. Because after a day like today, we've got what happened with Joe Biden with this report. We've got the Supreme Court that is looking at the Trump case from Colorado State Supreme Court. And we have this ruling in Hawaii about the Second Amendment saying it violates the spirit of aloha. Folks, we can't make this stuff up. It has been quite a Friday, or pardon me, a Thursday. So as we head into this Friday edition of the program, it is certainly going to be chock full. Good morning, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Happy Friday to you. Happy weekend to you. And, of course, as I said, we have a lot to talk about. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And you can also head over to our home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to opine this morning as well by sending us a direct message. And also, you can find out more about the program. You can find me on social media, Facebook and X, formerly known as Twitter. And you can check out the podcast as well. Welcome to everybody listening, and we're going to get right to it this morning because, as I said, it is going to be chock full. Don't even know where to start, but I will say this. Before we get into some of the particulars of the Joe Biden or the special counsel's report on the document issue with Joe Biden. Now, there will not be any charges brought, according to what we know. But at the same time, there are many things in this report that are incredibly disturbing. Now, some will say, well, you know, see, I told you so, and we've talked about Joe Biden and his apparent diminished capacity for some time now here on this program, probably on a nightly basis, because there seem to be daily examples of Joe Biden, and just in the last few days, we've had examples of Joe Biden making these really big mistakes, as it were, in terms and lapses. You know, when he talked about talking to French President Mitterrand, who died in 1996, but he thinks he talked to him in 2021 when he first came into office. Now, some might say, well, you can make that kind of mistake because you have Mitterrand and Macron. Maybe that's an honest mistake. But he went on to confuse Helmut Kohl with Angela Merkel, and on it goes. And so, folks, this is becoming a lot more relevant. I think it's going to be a lot more relevant to voters, whether or not they're Democrat, Republican, or independent. In fact, and of course, we know that Republicans now, this according to The Hill, one GOP lawmaker is calling on the cabinet to explore, quote unquote, removing Joe Biden from the presidency under the 25th Amendment. And that, my friends, would be obviously a very serious occurrence. I don't think it's going to happen very quickly. However, I do think that we might be seeing the beginning of the end of the Biden presidency, only insofar as that I think that these public displays, and we have an audio. I don't think we have time right here in the first segment, so I hope that you'll stick around for the second segment because we want to explore that audio of a press conference that Joe Biden gave shortly after this report had come out. And honestly, he just went out and he just made it worse. He just made it worse. And I think everybody would agree with that. By, you know, just basically, you know, forgetting other things. He expressed a lot of anger about being asked about his son, Beau Biden, but he was not able to recall, according to this report, in his testimony, not able to recall, evidently within years, when his son, Beau, had passed away. And obviously that's a very sad thing. That's not the thrust of what we're talking about right here, because obviously that is something that's a horrific thing. No, we don't want to wish on anybody. But the fact that he then became sort of enraged about that, and then explained how he had this rosary that he wears, he says, every single day since the day that he died. And it came from Our Lady of, and then he just kind of trailed off. And that was obvious that he could not recall that either. And so, again, it's all very, very sad, and it's very, very concerning. And I've said before here on the program, you know, we're talking about the President of the United States. We're talking about, you know, the person who has to make these crucial decisions. And, you know, and arguably, right, we've had callers and we've had people send messages, you know, saying essentially, well, Joe Biden's not really in charge. There's somebody else sort of going on, but something else going on behind the scenes, and somebody else is making policy and so forth. And whereas that very well may be absolutely correct, but I'm here to say that both of those theories or both of those scenarios are just as bad, because if you have someone who has diminished capacity and is demonstrating this, and again, I take no pride, no joy in saying something like this, but if it's the president who has this diminished capacity trying to make decisions on the fly, well, you tell Brezhnev, you know, we're not going to stand for that, and we will counterstrike if we have to. You go tell Mr. Brezhnev that. And they'll say, well, sir, Mr. Brezhnev is no longer with us. We're talking about Mr. Putin. Oh, yes, 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 Putin. You know, you can't get into this kind of problem at this level. Now, if there are people behind the scenes, if there is some kind of cadre and so forth, well, that's terrible, too. It means, folks, that our country is in a very, very perilous place. And so we're going to explore this a little bit more, unpack this a little bit more when we come back from the break. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Friday/weekend edition of the program. Boy, what a day. What a day. And we've got 4 hours to do this, folks. I don't know if that's even going to be enough with what we're observing and all these big stories that are happening. So stay right there. We're coming right back. 949-822-7959.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become 1 in a million.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
You're listening to Kyle Warren. All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through this Friday/weekend edition of the program. And as we said, this is just going to be chock full this morning. We have so many things to talk about and to tell you about. You know, as we mentioned, this report, you know, said some very, very alarming things. That, you know, maybe, you know, we're talking about these things on talk radio. We're talking about these things, you know, with our friends. We're talking about these things at our gatherings, you know, on social media, wherever you may be. People are talking about, wow, you know, it just seems like Joe Biden isn't doing so well. But now this is something that's behind the scenes. This was something that a special counsel is talking about, that Joe Biden was not able to recall these key factors, these key dates. It's not cool. This is not a good situation for us to be in whatsoever. And so now, of course, it's much more of a tangible thing. And now I think you're going to start to see the floodgates open about people discussing openly how Joe Biden is doing and whether or not he is capable at this point. And so, again, now we mentioned earlier that we have, I think, some audio of Joe Biden and what he was saying at his press conference, where he went out and he talked about, you know, he also went after Trump. Well, Trump did this and Trump did that with the documents, and I didn't do anything, and there's no moving forward with this. They've made their decision. It's their job to make the decision. But here's, you know, what I have to say about it. But then he got into this notion again of being asked about his son who passed away. And I want you to hear in Joe Biden's own words what he sounded like with that. Let's listen in.
I know there's some attention paid to some language in the report about my recollection of events. There's even reference that I don't remember when my son died. How in the hell dare he raise that? Frankly, when I was asked the question, I thought to myself, it wasn't any of their damn business. Let me tell you something. Some of you have commented. I wear since the day he died, every single day, the rosary he got from Our Lady of... Every Memorial Day we hold a service remembering him, attending by friends and family and the people who loved him. I don't need anyone. I don't need anyone to remind me when he passed away or passed away. Simple truth is, I sat for a 5-hour interview over 2 days of events going back 40 years. At the same time, I was managing an international crisis. Their task was to make a decision about whether to move forward with charges in this case. That's their decision to make. That's the counsel's decision to make. That's his job. And they decided not to move forward. For any extraneous commentary, they don't know what they're talking about. It has no place in this report. The bottom line is, the matter is now closed. I'm going to continue what I've always focused on, my job of being President of the United States of America. Now, thank you, and I'll take some questions.
Okay, so stop right there. So this is where Joe Biden is beginning to echo, in my opinion. This is typically what happens when you have a politician who's really trying to, you know, just squash whatever the controversy is. I think they're well aware that the controversy isn't so much of the idea that he had the classified documents. I do think that's an important thing. One wonders why Joe Biden is sort of getting a free pass here as opposed to Donald Trump, when these they're very similar occurrences and they make very similar arguments, I think. But the idea here, of course, is that the special counsel evidently determined that, well, you know, you bring charges, he's going to present himself to a jury as an elderly, nice man who has a poor memory. That, my friends, is really disturbing, isn't it? An elderly man who's nice, who has a poor memory, so we're not going to move forward with this. I don't know how this determination would have been made, you know, based on the evidence and based on the law and so forth, but at this point, again, I think even the White House understands that is not the that's not the biggest issue that they're dealing with. So they send Joe Biden out there. Joe Biden is out there to, you know, go out and defend, you know, himself, or loud this report that he's not going to get charged with anything. I did nothing wrong, etc. But this whole issue about his diminished capacity, poor memory, that's an understatement. All this stuff goes to this next sort of exchange when he does take questions. Let's listen in.
President Biden, something the special counsel said in his report is that one of the reasons you were not charged is because, in his description, you are a well-meaning, elderly man with a poor memory.
I'm well-meaning, and I'm an elderly man, and I know what the hell I'm doing. I've been president, and I put this country back on its feet. I don't need his recommendation.
How
totally
bad is your memory, and can you continue as president?
My memory is so bad, I let you speak. That's
what your memory has gotten worse.
No, look, my memory is not good. My memory is fine. My memory, take a look at what I've done since I've become president. None of you thought I could pass any of the things I got passed. How'd that happen? You know, I guess I just forgot what was going on.
Mr. President,
voters have concerns about your age. How are you going to assuage them? And do you fear that this report is only going to fuel further concerns about your age?
Only by some of you.
Mr. President, do you take responsibility for at least being careless with classified material?
I take responsibility for not having seen exactly what my staff was doing. That goes in and points out things that appeared in my garage, things that came out of my home, things that were moved not by me but my staff.
Okay, let's stop right there. Didn't Donald Trump's staff pack stuff up too? I'm pretty sure all the presidents they have, and vice presidents for that matter, have staff that pack things up. So you know, this is, you know, kind of predictable. I'm pretty sure that, you know, this is going to be the standard sort of response to this kind of thing. But as this gets into a little bit more intensity, I want you to see just how terrible this really does get. Let's continue.
But my staff.
About your age, you would respond with the words, "Watch me."
Watch.
Many American people have been watching, and they have expressed concerns about your age.
That is your judgment. That is your judgment. That is not the judgment of the press.
They express concerns about your mental acuity. They say that you are too old. Mr. President, in December, you told me that you believe there are many other Democrats who could defeat Donald Trump. So why does it have to be you now? What is your answer to that question?
Because I'm the most qualified person in this country to be President of the United States and finish the job I started.
Okay, so I'll stop right there. So now, this kind of echoes again what politicians will do when they're starting to try to quash something that they know is going off the rails. And that has to do with what he said just a bit ago with, you know, I'm just going to go back to doing my job for the American people. Well, that's exactly what Bill Clinton said. When he said, you know, these charges are false and, you know, this kind of stuff, and I'm going to go back to doing my job for the American people. That's exactly what he did. And this is the same kind of thing because, again, they're not trying to really even explain the documents issue. That's become secondary, I think, to a great degree to them. What they're trying to do now is they're trying to head off this notion that Joe Biden is not capable, that he doesn't remember important special things from his own life, key dates, when he was vice president, and so on and so forth. This is hugely damning to him as politically, no doubt about that. And so now you'll see then, of course, the anger flash with Joe Biden. That's your opinion and this kind of thing. It goes on from there. So let's continue. Let's listen in.
I did not share classified information. I did not share it.
With your ghostwriter?
With my ghostwriter. I did not. Guarantee you did not.
Well,
he did not say that.
Okay.
He did not say that.
Okay.
Well, let me answer your question. The fact of the matter is, what I didn't want repeated, I didn't want him to know, and I didn't read it to him, was I had written a long memorandum to President Obama why we should not be in Afghanistan. And I was of this multiple pages. And so what I was referring to, I said classified, I should have said it was should be private because it was a contact between the president and the vice president as to what was going on. That's what he's referring to. It was not classified information in that document. That was not classified.
Okay, we're going to hear more questions when we come back from the break. So stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Friday/weekend edition. We're continuing on. So stay right there because we've got, I don't know, these big stories today, each one of them is a main story. So stay right there. We're coming right back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA News update. Israel anticipated to launch an invasion of Rafah, the largest refugee camp in Gaza for displaced Palestinians. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has instructed the military to ready for civilian evacuations in the city. President Biden responding to a Department of Justice report that cites lapses in memory noted by special counsel investigators who had interviewed him earlier about classified documents.
I'm well-meaning, and I'm an elderly man, and I know what the hell I'm doing. I've been president, and I put this country back on its feet. I don't need his recommendation.
In their report, the officials said the president appeared to have a difficult time recalling the timeline of his son Beau's death and didn't recall his time as vice president very well either. The combination of Midwest, tornadoes, and February is unusual, but this week breaks the norm. Severe storms led to the issuance of the first ever February tornado warnings in Wisconsin on Thursday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through the Friday / weekend edition. And we are having fun. We're not hurting anyone. It's all good, folks. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. And we've already heard from Richard the Marine from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. Says, good morning, Mr. Kyle. 47, cloudy, looks like no rain for a few days. Welcoming the break. And I appreciate the kind words. He says, ready for another enlightening show tonight? Semper Fi, Richard. Well, absolutely. Semper Fi, Richard, absolutely right back at you. And I appreciate that. And you know what? We're supposed to get a break of the rain, too. Although it started raining late Thursday night here in Southern California, but we are ready for that break as well, because it's just been days and days and days of the rain, relentless, the atmospheric river, the mudslides, all this stuff has just really conspired against us this week. So yes, I'm ready to see a little bit of sunshine and happy that it'll be here, it looks like, for the next few days. So thanks again, Richard. We sure appreciate the message. And folks, once again, Friday / weekend edition, Kyle Warren with you. And let's continue to listen in here a little bit to Joe Biden when he was talking with these reporters. So let's listen in. stop right there. As you can see, it's kind of pandemonium. It's in other words, something has changed today. All right? I'm not trying to be overly dramatic about it, but something has changed today in the sense that now this, in other words, it's now okay, evidently, to talk to Joe Biden, even ask him directly, point blank questions about your mental acuity, you know, what this report says, and so on and so forth. So let's continue.
When you look back at this incident, is there anything you would do differently now? And do you think that a special prosecutor should have been appointed in the first place in both of these cases?
First of all, what I would have done is oversee the transfer of the material that was in my office, in my offices. I should have done that. If I go back, I didn't have the responsibility to that. That was my staff was supposed to do that, and they referenced that in the report. And my staff did not do it in the way that, for example, I didn't know how half the boxes got in my garage until I found out staff gathered them up, put them together, and took them to the garage in my home. And all the stuff that was in my home was in filing cabinets that were either locked or able to be locked.
Or able
it
to
was in my house.
Yeah, able to be. Okay, stop right there. So, actually, I think we cut that out just a little too early. Let's back that up a tad because I want you to hear what he says. They could either be locked or able to be locked, or they weren't like, and you'll hear this, here we go.
Stuff that was in my home was in filing cabinets that were either locked or able to be locked. It was in my house. It wasn't out in, like, in Mar-a-Lago, in a public place where, and none of it was high classified. Didn't have any of that red stuff on it. You know what I mean? Around the corners? None of that. And so I wish I had.
So stop right there. As I understand it, at Mar-a-Lago, I think, didn't they have, like, a special area for this stuff? And the Secret Service would come in, or the FBI, I should say. And one of the big issues the FBI had with it is that they wanted an extra lock, evidently, to be put on some of this. So, you know, it seems to me that there was a lot of dialogue. They knew exactly where these documents were, and they knew that President Trump had them in his possession. These were documents that came to light years later for the Biden issue, sitting in the garage next to the Corvette. You know, that, my friends, I think the American people really do kind of wonder about. All right, so this goes on, but he then decides to end the press conference, and he walks away from the podium. But then they keep shouting questions, and he comes back to the podium. He comes back to the podium and then commences to make another major gaffe as president in trying to remember who he's talking to or what happened. Let's listen in.
I'm of the view, as you know, that the conduct of the response in Gaza, in the Gaza Strip, has been over the top. I think that, as you know, initially the president of Mexico, Sisi, did not want to open up the gate to allow humanitarian material to get in. I talked to him. I convinced him to open the gate. I talked to Bibi to open the gate on the Israeli side. I've been pushing really hard to get humanitarian assistance into Gaza. There are a lot of innocent people who are starving, a lot of innocent people who are in trouble and dying. And it's got to stop, number one. Number two, I was also in a position that I'm the guy that made the case that we have to do much more to increase the amount of material going in, including fuel, including other items. I've been on the phone with the Qataris, I've been on the phone with the Egyptians, I've been on the phone with the Saudis to get as much aid as we possibly can into Gaza. There are innocent people, innocent women and children who are also in badly in need of help. And so that's what we're pushing. And I'm pushing very hard now to deal with this hostage ceasefire.
All right. So there you've got Joe Biden. And again, I think the relevant section right there is, again, President El-Sisi is from Egypt and not from Mexico. So we continue now down this road And again, yeah, every once in a while, you know, people make a mistake and say somebody else's name and, instead of something else, and especially if they're trying to, if they're speaking extemporaneously. And I mentioned this on the program yesterday. You know, I speak extemporaneously for long periods every day. And, you know, every once in a while you'll make a faux pas, you'll make a mistake, you might use the wrong name, or you might make some other kind of mistake that can be corrected. But that's not the norm. If somebody's doing this several times a week, that becomes a pattern. And that's something that we absolutely have to look out for. And this is what we're seeing now with Joe Biden. And it's a very, very disturbing in the extreme. And by the way, I think it's important to say, too, that politics aside, this is incredibly dangerous for the country. Now, will we start to see calls for the removal of Joe Biden as president of the United States under the 25th Amendment? Well, according to The Hill, one Republican lawmaker from New York, Representative Claudia Tenney, called on members of the Biden administration to explore, quote-unquote, removing President Biden under the 25th Amendment after special counsel cleared him of any wrongdoing but painted him as an elderly man with a failing memory. In a letter obtained by Fox News Digital, Tenney reportedly wrote to Attorney General Merrick Garland Thursday night to share her grave concerns. Quote, after concluding that President Biden knowingly and willfully removed, mishandled, and disclosed classified documents repeatedly over a period of decades, Mr. Heard nevertheless recommended the charges not be brought against him in her letter. Special counsel's reasoning was alarming. Now, back to the article. The special counsel, Robert Herr, released his findings Thursday in the case into Biden's handling of the classified materials. A 388-page report investigated how documents from Biden's time as vice president ended up at his Wilmington, Delaware home, an old office space. Herr determined that he willfully retained the documents but didn't bring forth any charges, describing Biden as, quote, an elderly man with a poor memory. Tenney argued that the Department of Justice cannot ethically bring charges against former President Trump and declined to bring them against Biden. She argued that Biden, who is 81, is lacking the ability to execute his responsibilities as president. So it's incumbent upon you to explore proceedings to remove the president pursuant to the 25th Amendment to the United States Constitution, she wrote. President Biden needs to be charged or he needs to be removed. So this is where there are going to be more battle lines drawn. Well, battle lines, maybe that's the wrong term, but more lines of demarcation where people are going to feel very strongly about either wanting to have the 25th Amendment invoked or to not do that. And, of course, also whether or not Joe Biden will stay on the ticket, because right now you can bet your bottom dollar they're burning the midnight oil at the Democrat, you know, party elite halls of power. And they're saying, okay, can we even weather this? That is a very good question. Folks, stay right there. We're coming right back. I'll warn with you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Listening to Pile One.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back to the Friday/weekend edition. As we're heading into the weekend, and they may start walking in L.A. again, now that the deluge is over. For now, I think. But it's really been quite something here in the Southern California area. That atmospheric river just dumped as much rain, I believe, as we're typically to get within a year's time. That, my friends, is an awful lot of water very quickly, and we're just not built to take that here. Ground being saturated, and any more rain could even do some more devastating damage. Last I heard, it was 300 to 400 mudslides in the L.A. area. So that, my friends, is a huge problem. But I'll tell you what, though. We're back, of course. This segment of the program, we like to tell you about the national weather, but also we like to play a song. Make sure that keep going throughout the morning. And if you're hearing this program on replay, different time during the weekend, well, let's hope to pump you up during the weekend as well. So we definitely like to do that. And all this week, of course, we've been talking about Toby Keith, who we lost earlier this week. In fact, I was talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com during the segment with her. We were talking, and the news just flashed that Toby Keith had passed away, and we were able to announce that. But again, how sad that was after a 3-year battle with cancer. Toby Keith succumbed to that, and but what a songwriter, what a great American patriot as well. I think that is so important to point out, a great American patriot, and someone who wrote these songs that just really touched us in terms of, you know, how we feel about our nation, and also to have a lot of fun as a great country music artist. He will be long remembered, not soon forgotten. Toby Keith, everybody, we're going to hear another one of his songs. We played this earlier in the week, and I like this one a lot. This one is called How Do You Like Me Now? And it's it's a pretty good song, and it's become kind of one of his anthems as well. So here we go, Toby Keith.
Stadium, and I wrote your number on the 50-yard line. You were always a perfect one and a valedictorian. So under your number, I wrote call for a good time. I only wanted to get your attention, but you overlooked me somehow. Besides, you had too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now? See, I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined I'd make it this far. Then you married in the money, girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dreams and he tore them apart. He never comes home and you're always alone. And your kids hit right down the hall. The alarm clock starts ringing. Who could that be singing? It's me. Your wake up call. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now?
Like me now, and I'm telling you, folks, that is just again, it's very, very sort of bittersweet at this time, isn't it? Because Toby Keith again had lost his battle with cancer earlier this week, but by all accounts, a great guy, a great performer, a great songwriter, and also, of course, just a really amazing patriot. Someone who loved his country and had a knack and an uncanny way of writing songs about the nation and about the people that live in the nation, and just being able to just tap in, I think, to that American spirit And so Toby Keith is going to be missed, but we've been honoring him all week here on the program. And so here on this Friday/Weekend edition, we definitely wanted to make sure that that we continued to do that. All right, well, let's take a look at some of the weather that's happening out there. Rain hopefully moving out of Southern California, but we do continue to have winter storm warnings in Utah, heading all the way up Interstate 15 from St. George all the way up towards Salt Lake City. In Denver right now, we've got a winter storm watch. This is all the way up from Cheyenne, Wyoming, down I-25, down towards Denver, Colorado. And then to the west of Denver, we continue also with winter storm warnings along I-70 as you go through Glenwood Springs down towards Grand Junction. On your way into Utah. Southern, southwestern Utah, also winter weather advisory, avalanche warnings going on there as well as we head into the weekend. Same story here for northern New Mexico. And a winter weather advisory, this is going to be west of Albuquerque, coming out, let's see here, coming out from west from Albuquerque as you head out towards the border. Pardon me, with Arizona this morning. As you certainly, if you head through Thoreau and Gallup, you definitely want to be aware of that. And so you definitely want to know that that's going to be in your way if you're traveling that way. And then also, of course, folks, we're going to take a look over, let's see here. We've got into Indiana, near Indianapolis. Looks like you've got wind gusts 35 to 40 miles an hour late through Friday. And so you definitely want to be aware of that. That may hang out a little bit throughout the weekend. And then as we take a look at some of the precipitation that we see, you know, typically over the last several days, it's been all about Southern California, but our friends up in Seattle, Washington, as we head into Friday here, looks like you've got rain and snow in that area. Rain near Seattle and then east of there turns into snow. Portland, Oregon right now, inundated with rain. You're going to have rain as you head out east from Portland, and even over towards Walla Walla, you've got some rain mixed with snow, and snow south of there on your way to Baker City. So do be aware of that. And then sort of rounding everything out this hour, looks like we've got a little bit of rain coming down through the very western part of New York State, down through the western part of Pennsylvania, through West Virginia, and ending up down to about central, well, eastern Tennessee, because that's right around Knoxville. So be careful out there, folks. We want you to get there in one piece. That is for sure. Well, once again, folks, it's the Friday/Weekend edition. Kyle Warren with you. And, you know, it's been a great week, by the way, of broadcasting. We've had a lot of great calls, and we've had a lot of great direct messages, and no matter what time you're hearing this program, if you're hearing it on the podcast, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com, and you can send us a direct message if you hear something we're talking about, if you want to chime in, or if you want to give a suggestion, perhaps, even for our songs that we play during our weather report segment. We always get a lot of great requests for those. This week, of course, we were just honoring Toby Keith. We just felt like that was the right thing to do. And we've heard a lot of great music from him this week. So, folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. Hour number one is now in the books. And hour number two is coming up here on this Friday/Weekend edition. We hope you have some great weekend plans. Hopefully the sun will be shining. Stay right there.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. Thank you.